WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
One of the greatest takeaways from attending an annual conference, such as the National Weather Association's 42nd annual conference last week, is the chance to catch up on some of the exciting things going on in the field of meteorology. To me, the presentations on satellites, especially all the great information coming from the newest satellite, GOES-16, to become GOES-East by the end of the year, were fabulous. But I was also struck by the presentations on polar orbiting satellites, including the latest series scheduled for launch November 10th, 2017. This was the JPSS satellites. JPSS stands for the Joint Polar Satellite System, our nation's advanced series of polar orbiting environmental satellites. JPSS represents significant technological and scientific advancements in observations used for severe weather prediction and environmental monitoring. These data are critical to the timeliness and accuracy of forecasts 3 to 7 days in advance of a severe weather event. JPSS is a collaborative effort between NOAA and NASA. Since the 1980s, polar orbiting satellites have been the source of critical data for accurate global weather forecast, even more so than the GOES satellites. As weather forecasts have evolved from the 1980s to today, the demand for accurate satellite data has grown. The 5 satellites scheduled in the fleet include the currently flying NOAA-NASA-SUMI National Polar Orbiting Partnership, or SUMI-NPP satellite, JPSS-1, or NOAA-20, as it will be known once it's on orbit, JPSS-2, 3, and 4. Each satellite carries 5 state-of-the-art instruments, including the Advanced Technology Microwave Sounder, the Cross-Track Infrared Sounder, the Visible Infrared Imaging Radiometer Suite, the Ozone Mapping and Profiler Suite, and an instrument to measure the Earth's energy budget. The SUMI-NPP and JPSS-1 satellites carry similar instrumentation and will circle the Earth in the same orbit but 50 minutes apart. Both spacecraft vehicles were developed by Ball Aerospace Corporation. Technological advancements associated with the launch of the next satellite, JPSS-1, come from the improved ground systems to receive and analyze the data. Next week, we'll continue this look at the capabilities of JPSS, including a look at some of the data and products coming from these polar orbiters. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.